So do I go?
Oh, I didn't know that part.
This is worth repeating.
Okay.
This is worth repeating.
Live storytelling from Texas Public Radio.
Good evening. I want to thank Texas Public Radio for the invitation to speakers to stand before strangers and relive some of the more painful, embarrassing moments of your life. Mistakes aren't intentional. By definition, a mistake is something taken in error, bad judgment, bad choice, poor judgment. The certainty that something is a mistake isn't known until after the fact. So the question mark is next to the mistake of which I will speak, because I don't know what happened after the fact. About 25 years ago on a Sunday night, I was at home. I was dozing off on the couch when I heard footsteps running up the porch, followed by a banging on the metal screen door and a woman's voice yelling, "Help me, please help me." Startled out of my sleep, my mind started trying to associate that voice with any woman in my life. I stumbled towards the door, turned on the porch light, opened the door, the wooden door. And banging on the screen door was a young woman, a girl, maybe 18 or 19 years old, African-American, her brown face glazed with perspiration and maybe tears. "Mister, please help me, please help me." And I almost shouted, "What? What's going on? What do you want?" "They're after me. Please don't let them get me. Don't let them hurt me." "Who? Who's after you?" These girls, it's these two girls. They say I've been messing with their boyfriends, trying to get close to them. They've been chasing me for two blocks. They say they're gonna kick my ass. I ain't done nothing. Please help me." I was looking through the screen and I couldn't see anything outside. I asked her what was her name. She said, "My name's Katie. I have nowhere to go. Please help me, let me in, don't let them get me." I said, "Katie, I don't see anybody out there. Where are they?" "Mister, I ain't lying. They're trying to get me, they're chasing me." And I kind of believed her. I kind of felt she was telling the truth, but I was unsure, and yes, I was afraid. I didn't know if it was some kind of a con. Maybe she had accomplices out there lurking in the shadows. So I wasn't sure what to do, and I told her, "Let me call the police for you." She said, "Do you have to?" I said, "Yes, if someone is chasing you, if someone is trying to hurt you, maybe the police can help." She just nodded her head slowly and sadly. I said, "Listen, let me go make the call. Stay here, I'll come back, and I'll talk to you until the police come." She sat down on the front step of the porch, top porch step. This was long before I had a cell phone, and when the landline still had a cord, so I couldn't make the phone call while watching her at the door. I was on the line with the police dispatcher for 2, maybe 3 minutes. When I went back to the door, Katie was gone. Twice I called her name, twice there was no answer. I stood there for a few seconds and opened the door and went outside and called her name again. Nothing. Went out to the sidewalk, looked down the street both ways, could see or hear nothing. Wanted to ask my neighbors if they had seen or heard anything, but no one was outside. As I was turning to go back inside the house, the police car drove up. I explained to the policeman what had happened. He said he would drive around the neighborhood, and if anything was relevant, he would get in contact with me. Went back into the house, and that was it. I just sat there and thought about what had happened and began to feel the sense of unease. For the next several days, I paid more attention to the news in case there was a story about a young woman who may have fit the description of Katie, but there was nothing. If Katie was telling the truth and was in distress, then my big mistake was not responding to that distress, for allowing my fears to keep me from helping someone. On the other hand, if she was running a con, if there were others involved, I could be standing here, kind of throws you off track. I could be standing here telling you my big mistake was letting a stranger in my house, a teenage girl who I didn't know. Thus the question mark. The story of the Good Samaritan is about having the courage to help someone in need, even if it puts you at risk. The Good Samaritan's decision proved to not be a mistake. A certainty that I, the reluctant, uncertain Samaritan, don't have when it comes to Katie. And to be honest, if what happened 25 years ago was to happen tonight, I'm not certain that I wouldn't make the same decision. I just don't know. But I do know that all these years later, when I do think back to that night, almost every time I end up thinking to myself the question, Katie, where are you? Are you out there? Thank you.